You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, February 27, 2020. Dakota Part 2. Hess Midstream's Bakken Crude Oil Gathering Systems and Related Assets. Published by Housley Carr. The Bakken was among the first plays to benefit big time from the shale revolution, experiencing a 400% plus increase in crude production in the first half of the 2010s. The play has had more than its share of challenges, however, including a serious lack of takeaway capacity that spurred the first rapid deployment of modern-day crude by rail, followed by a rig count collapse and major production decline after the mid-decade crash in oil prices. But the Bakken has been roaring back. Crude output there now tops 1.5 million barrels per day, some 250,000 barrels per day higher than its late 2014 peak, and producers have been planning for continued production growth in 2020, though many may be reassessing those plans in light of this week's coronavirus-related price slide. In any case, production growth is only possible if there's sufficient gathering infrastructure in place to handle it. Today, we continue our series on crude-related infrastructure in western North Dakota with a look at a leading Bakken midstreamer's assets. As we said in part one of this series, over the past 4 years, Bakken producers have significantly reduced their drilling and completion costs and increased their productivity and per-well production. Just as important, their chronic shortfall of pipeline takeaway capacity ended in mid-2017 with the startup of the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, to Patoka, Illinois, whose initial capacity of 470,000 barrels per day has since been expanded to 570,000 barrels per day. DAPL significantly reduced Bakken shippers' reliance on crude by rail, though substantial volumes are still railed to refineries on the West Coast, and slashed the cost of delivering most of the play's light crude to Midwest and Gulf Coast markets. We also pointed out that DAPL has been filling up and its co-owners are considering a possible expansion, that a joint venture of Phillips 66 and Bridger Pipeline is developing the new Liberty Pipeline from the Bakken to the crude oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, and that a number of new gas processing plants are coming online in western North Dakota to handle all the increasing volumes of associated gas produced by the play's crude-focused wells. All of this sets the stage for continued production growth in the Bakken in 2020, again assuming crude oil prices don't collapse, and the need for new and expanded crude gathering pipelines and related infrastructure. A case in point is Hess Midstream, which owns and operates a large crude gathering network that connects Hess Corporation and third-party wells in the core of Bakken production to two crude oil terminals, a crude header system, and a big crude-by-rail facility. We'll discuss each of these in a moment. Owned primarily by a leading Bakken producer, Hess Corporation, and global infrastructure partners, Hess Midstream also has gas gathering pipelines, gas processing plants and produced water gathering pipelines in the Bakken. Hess Midstream's Bakken crude gathering network has about 400 miles of mostly small diameter pipe and a throughput capacity of 160,000 barrels per day. The network has three distinct but linked gathering systems within it, one in eastern Williams County, another in northern Montrail County, and yet another in eastern McKenzie County. Each of the three systems traverses acreage that is dedicated primarily to Hess Corporation, but also to other producers. The three gathering systems transport crude to one or more of the following: Hess Midstream's Hawkeye Oil Facility, its Ramberg Terminal Facility, its Johnson's Corner Header System, and its Tioga Rail Terminal. The Hawkeye Facility in eastern McKenzie County, which came online in the fourth quarter of 2017, can receive a total of up to 75,000 barrels per day from gathering pipes and truck deliveries. Its six truck unloading bays have an aggregate capacity of about 30,000 barrels per day. Hawkeye, which has 10,000 barrels of crude storage capacity on-site, can send out up to 75,000 barrels per day through a 12-inch diameter pipeline to Hess Midstream's Ramberg Terminal in eastern Williams County. Hess Midstream's crude gathering systems and the Hawkeye to Ramberg pipeline can feed a total of up to 130,000 barrels per day of oil to the Ramberg Terminal. Ramberg also can receive up to 70,000 barrels per day of crude via the terminal's 14-truck unloading bays. At the terminal, Hess Midstream owns about 40,000 barrels of crude storage capacity and has access to another 240,000 barrels of storage owned by third parties. Ramberg has the capacity to send out up to 285,000 barrels per day. Outgoing crude can either be 1. piped to the company's Tioga Rail Terminal, also in eastern Williams County, via a 10-mile, 14-inch diameter pipeline with a capacity of 135,000 barrels per day, or 2, piped via a number of 6 to 10-inch diameter pipes with a combined capacity of 150,000 barrels per day into either DAP or Enbridge's North Dakota pipeline system, which runs east to a connection with Enbridge's mainline. In addition to receiving crude by pipe from the Ramberg Terminal, S Midstream's Tioga crude by rail facility can also receive up to 30,000 barrels per day of oil directly from the company's nearby crude gathering systems. Tioga has about 290,000 barrels of storage on site, and has the capacity to handle about 140,000 barrels per day of crude, and about 30,000 barrels per day of natural gas liquids, or NGLs, primarily propane and butanes. The Tioga Rail Terminal, which can load unit trains of as many as 100 or 110 tank cars, is directly connected to the BNSF Railway. BNSF, in turn, has links to the Union Pacific and other Class 1 railroads. By the way, Hess Midstream owns about 550 tank cars. Hess Midstream's crude gathering systems also can deliver oil to the company's Johnson's Corner header system in eastern McKenzie County, which came online in the third quarter of 2017. The 6-mile-long header system has the capacity to deliver a total of up to 100,000 barrels per day to DAP or to Marathon Petroleum's 19,000 barrels per day refinery in Dickinson, North Dakota. We should note that by the end of this year, Marathon plans to convert Dickinson to a 12,000 barrels per day renewable diesel refinery that will process refined soy oil and other organically derived feedstocks. Hess Midstream has indicated that Hess Corporation accounts for about 85% of the crude oil gathered on its Bakken systems, with third parties making up the rest. Flows through gathering network have been increasing steadily over the past 4 years, according to the company, from 57,000 barrels per day in 2016 to about 110,000 barrels per day in 2019, with flows expected to increase to between 125 and 135,000 barrels per day in 2020. The gathering network holds minimum volume commitments, or MVCs, from Hess Corporation and others totaling 126,000 barrels per day this year and in 2021, up from 113,000 barrels per day in MVCs in 2019. All this suggests that Hess Midstream's gathering systems are currently operating at about three-quarters of their 160,000 barrels per day capacity, with new gathering lines being added to the existing systems as new wells are drilled and completed. The company has not specified how much it will spend on crude gathering system expansions in 2020, but has said it will invest a total of $120 million in crude gathering, gas gathering and produced water gathering lines and well pad interconnections this year. Hess Corporation said during its January 29 earnings call that in 2020 it expects to bring about 175 new wells online, 20 or so more than in 2019, and expects to continue to have an average of 6 active rigs on its Bakken acreage. Hess Midstream's Bakken crude gathering network is one of the largest ones in the play. In the next episode in this series, we'll look at the systems owned by two other leading midstreamers. Dakota was written by Kelly Jones, and is the fifth song on Stereophonic's fifth studio album. Released as the first single from the album in February 2005, it became the only Stereophonic single to hit the U.S. charts to date. It went to number 34 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart after receiving airplay on alternative rock radio in the U.S. The song went to number 1 on the U.K. singles chart. Stereophonic is a Welsh rock band formed in 1992 in Carmarthen, Wales. The group has released 11 studio albums, 1 live album, 1 compilation album, 4 EPs and 43 singles. Stereophonic has won 1 Brit Award and has sold close to 10 million records worldwide. The current lineup of Kelly Jones, Richard Jones, Adam Zindani and Jamie Morrison still record and tour. The band started a European tour this past Saturday, February 8th, in Milan, Italy.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.